Every fortnight on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we catch up with Singleton Council General Manager Jason Linnane to find out what's doing around the district. He's down in Canberra this week, so I spoke to him yesterday afternoon and started by asking Jason if he was down there to watch the Canberras take on Newcastle last weekend.
Oh, I knew you'd go there. I knew you'd have to go there. I was intending on going that out there on Sunday, but my flight into Canberra was a bit late. We didn't get there, which is probably a good thing considering how that all played out. And that last-ditch victory by your guys.
Yes, from my new close personal friend, Hudson Young, who I interviewed last week. A nice young man, Maitland boy too, for that matter.
I was about to say that, probably made it worse. Not that it was Hudson Young, but the fact that one of our own local juniors seals the deal and beats us on the bell. It was a bit hard to take, wasn't he? But he does go good, that boy.
He's a great player, and I reckon he's knocking on the door of State of Origin selection in the next couple of years if he keeps that work rate up.
Yeah, he brings a lot of aggression and a lot of energy to their side, doesn't he?
Absolutely true. Now, so tell us, what have you been doing in Canberra this week, mate?
Well, I've been down here with our Deputy Mayor, Tony Jarrett, and also Councillor Mel McLaughlin, with a whole range of other mayors and councillors and general managers from all over Australia at the Australian Local Government Association Congress, which is an annual event. And it's been a wonderful opportunity to be down here, network with the other councils, the other mayors, the other general managers, but also be able to connect and meet up with a range of ministers. Just this morning, myself and our Deputy Mayor Tony Jarrett, along with a whole range of other mayors and general managers from the Hunter Valley, including Steve Reynolds from Muswellbrook and Greg McDonald, GM of Up Hunter, had the opportunity to meet with the new Minister for Local Government, Minister McBain, out at Parliament House. So it's been a really good opportunity to do that and catch up and prosecute our arguments about what we need for the Hunter Valley moving forward.
It is a good opportunity, because you've said this before, is that nobody does everything perfectly. So it's a great chance to be able to speak to somebody to see how someone on, you know, the other side of the country just might do something and that potentially could be adopted in Singleton.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I get so much out of coming to these events, because you do connect and you find out who's best practicing in the various things that we do, and you catch up with those guys and you learn from them and you always bring something back. Just this week, picked up on a few things about how we can improve our council meeting process, how we can do those processes in a more informed way and a better way. So, yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. Always looking to improve.
Mate, you mentioned the council meeting. There was one this week. The strategic plan and budget has been adopted?
Yes, it's great. We've been working on our CSC. And I say our community strategic plan that's our contract with the community. It's about what we're going to do to make their town better, their local government area better. And we had over 8,000 interactions over the last 12 months in bringing together our community strategic plan. Just a really good reflection of the desires, the views, the vision that our community has for their own place. And it's now our job to get on with delivering that. So really excited about it being approved last night by council. It's a really good blueprint. We know our community wants to see a more vibrant, more progressive, more sustainable and connected Singleton. They want to have all those city conveniences, but they don't want to lose that real heartbeat, that real charm. So our job is about bringing that to life. And there's a $36 million capital works program for next year. We've got to be in front of us.
Mate, there has been a bit of discussion this week, of course, about the rate increase that's been improved for Singleton as well.
Yeah, in line with the IPART decision to allow councils to increase their rates by 2%. Our council endorsed that last night. I noticed the decision of IPART the other day. 86 councils across New South Wales got that approval. I think it's a clear reflection that IPART recognised that they got it wrong when they announced late last year a 0.7% increase.
Yep.
And I think anyone who's in any business or in life in general knows that the cost of doing things has gone up way more than 0.7%.
Well, that would be the wish, yes.
So, yeah, really, really happy council's endorsed the CSP, including our budget. We can now get on with delivering for our community.
And the last one is, speaking of delivering, the works at Union Park are almost done.
Almost done, and it's really looking good. It's just another string to our bow, I suppose, in terms of livability and amenity and making our town picturesque. So we've had our contractors down there for a fair while now. They're like all other contractors. They've been impacted by the wet weather. They've been impacted by supply issues. We all know what's going on there, but it's really taking shape now. We're just waiting on the delivery of some furniture, so picnic tables and some bench seating and a bubbler, before we can top dress the lawns and mow it up and construction fencing will come down and away we're going. And it's just, yeah, it just looks really good. It's putting that, yeah, it's a bit more spit and polish to our product.
It'll look as fantastic as a Canberra Raiders jersey. You could pop into the Leagues Club while you're down there and help yourself to one if you like, mate.
No, I should be okay with that, mate. Thank you. Thanks for the offer, though.
Look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks. Jason Lenane, as always. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. All the best to you and all the listeners.